to be invested, Royal Guard to Her Majesty, and Knight. Step forth, Arin, son of Theron.
Mother, that's him, the new knight!
Shh. Be respectful, Arin.
Arin, in war and in peace, I charge you to protect this royal family, this city, and this country. In the name of the goddess Ignisia, and by the power invested in me, by my father, the Eternal King, I dub thee, Arin, Knight of Ignisia!
Erai, let's go. We must return home. Tomorrow is the harvest.
Yes, Mother. But we never get the chance to attend these festivals. Please, Mother, just this once. There won't be another for quite some time.
I understand, my dear. But if we are to be efficient tomorrow, we will need all the rest we can get. While it may not be as intriguing as the royal families, we have an important role to play for the kingdom. Ensuring there is enough food for the city is imperative.
But it's not as if we're the only farmers.
No, but we are the ones that the other farmers look up to. Leaders. Now, get some rest, Yerai. Tomorrow we will need all our strength.
Yes, Mother. Good night.
Good night, my child.
Enough! We have matters to attend to. Get up, you slimy rats.
What is thy bidding, mistress?
Assemble the oracles. Our time is near.
Yes, Mistress Amaya.
Oracles, those banished and hunted by the religious zealots of Nulin, those whose malice and hatred endure death itself. Hear me now. Our time has come to claim Ignia. With your power, we shall summon forth the one who will free us, the one who shall rain judgment of fire and brimstone across this world. And from its ashes we shall create it anew and rule with a fist of iron!
And how can we be certain that he will not betray us just as those who did long ago. What assurance can you give?
I concur. The Demon King must set us free, if we are to agree to your terms.
For he shall rise again, the king to rule all like a lion from his den. In the midst of this test, he will hear your call and guide you to eternal rest. Our Lord, the Demon King, may only revive in a host most worthy and powerful. Only then will you be freed from your pain.
But in what place shall ye find a host worthy of his majesty?
The bloodline of the goddess.
Only one remains that carries the ancient blood. The son of the dead king. Prince Orion.
The prince is young, naive, and broken. I will bring him here myself. Begin the ritual. Once I return, prepare the scrolls. Then we shall summon his majesty and call him to his new body.
Mother, did you make chicken stew?
Of course, dear. You'll need your strength for the day.
Your roles within this company are not to be taken lightly. Eventually, all of you will become knights one day. But that day will not come without first learning the skills of a knight.
Don't get any ideas, Erai.
What do you mean?
Ever since you were a small child, you were enthralled with the world of combat and war. Not very becoming of a young lady such as yourself.
Excuse me, Mother, but there are others within the Royal Guard.
And that was their decision. I will not permit you to even consider such a life.
Yes, Mother.
Besides, you'd smell like a rodent left for dead in a waste system after wearing that armor for more than a few minutes.
Bah!
Come now. It's time for work.
Coming, Mother! Just a peek.
Good.
Wow.
Ha.
Well, it looks like we have an audience. It's all right. It's all right. Nothing wrong with curiosity. What's your name, young one?
Erai.
You have a look about you, Erai. At ease, squires. Let's see what you can do. Do not worry. Take it. Now left. Do not throw yourself into harm's way. Let the sword guide the movements. Again, left.
Forgive me, sir,
With practice, you might be able to enlist as a squire.
I'm sorry. I must go. Here's your training sword back.
Keep it, young one. It will be our secret.
Your Highness.
Good morning, Keeper Girl.
Prince Orion. A pleasure to see you this fine morning. Would you care for some tea, child? Over the many years of my life, I've become a tea connoisseur of sorts. Why, I even...
No, thank you, Keeper Girl. I'm just here for my morning studies.
Ah, of course. What is it that your mother has requested today?
Hymns and praise, sadly.
I see. Well, I bid you a good morning with your studies, child.
Keeper Girl?
Yes?
Why did the goddess allow my father to die?
Well, I'm not sure that she intended for him to die, Your Highness.
Then does that mean she's not all-powerful?
Well, I...
Because then that would mean she does not have the ability to protect us.
Keeper Gale, would you please excuse us?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Son, what troubles you so?
I dream of him every night. And when I awake, I'm reminded of this painful existence without him.
Your father would not want to see you in such a state, son. He knew you would be strong enough when the time came.
No! Ever since father's passing, you not do so much as shed a single tear. We could have saved him. And yet, we tried to forget him by performing these unnecessary hymns and knighting ceremonies.
Orion, you know we could not just save him in the blink of an eye. We must continue in our worship of the goddess. She will protect us in these hard times.
I am no longer a child, Mother. Fairy tales no longer interest me. We had a chance to save Father, and you refused to save him.
Enough! You know exactly why I forbade it. We could not risk the safety of the kingdom by placing it in the hands of heretical witches and oracles.
Whispers echo as the ages pass, cold as silver glass. Long have the cries been unheeded by the gods, ever silent and still. If they will not do what's needed, who will? Visions of grandeur, seek treasures untold. Journey through embers and withering snow. Caught on an enemy with lust in our eyes. One day a victor will rise.
Destiny's waiting, it's calling for you. With every step taken, it blazes anew. Breathe in the light as we embrace the we
Seeking the silence, perpetual violence. Dreamers of sadness.